thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey. Hi, Kurt.
How are you going?
So, I am doing very well at the moment. I am on the east coast of the United States in Atlanta, Georgia, right now. And where are you, pray tell?
I am in Brisbane, Australia at the moment, where you're heading this way, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yes, I am very close by. Yes, I'm going to be in Gold Coast. The last fellow I just spoke to, he's in Queensland as well. So I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we've certainly packed on the weather for you. We're it's either hot as the sun or wet as the sea. So, you know, you might get one of those two.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, March, I'm hoping it'll cool down just a wee bit for me when I'm there. Last time I was in Brisbane, I absolutely loved it. It was wonderful, and I had a very good time, so...
Oh, yeah? And how long ago was that?
Well, I'm not going to Brisbane this time, but I'm going to Gold Coast, so... Sorry?
Yeah, sorry. You've got to love the delay in these phone calls sometimes. I was just saying, after
yeah.
How long ago it was since you were over this way.
Oh, Brisbane, yeah. Yeah, Brisbane, right. Yes, I was in Brisbane. I believe it was 2011 when I was in Brisbane. Went to the Botanic Gardens there. It was really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's funny. Not far down the road from where I am at the moment. But I will try and minimize this lag in the call a bit as much as we can. But so you've obviously you've been in the industry now for a little while, since I believe 94. You started out working in Guy Double Target, is that right?
You are absolutely correct. And tomorrow, well, actually, it's already the 12th where you are, but February 12th is, in fact, my 26th anniversary of working in anime.
Wow. It must be something, obviously, you've got a passion for then. What drew you to anime?
Well, at the time, in 1994, there wasn't much anime. There really wasn't. It wasn't a word that was in common usage. It wasn't a word that really people knew. And that job, that was my very first paid acting job. So the thing that drew me to it is, besides it sounded like exciting to work on some sort of a cartoon, I didn't really even know what it was, but it was... You know, I was an actor. Somebody told me there was this audition happening, and I thought, well, yeah, let's do that. That's an acting job, so why not? And I don't know. I guess I just really took to it.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And now, I got to say, somebody from Texas, it's not something or somebody or I should say an accent that you would associate with anime. How does that work for you?
Well, I mean, most of the work that we're doing isn't really done with a Texan accent. It's just, most of it's just done with a general sort of a North American dialect. Once in a blue moon, they might want us to do something that would have, you know, specifically a Texas accent or some other kind of a regional accent like New York or something like that, but it's mostly just a general North American dialect is what we're doing for most of the shows.
Yeah, that's where we miss out here in Australia. Nobody wants to do an Australian accent, you know. Although we don't have an accent, you guys got the accent. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks, right? Wherever they're from. But,
so,
I mean, I do admit we are doing with a dialect, but it is just a standard North American dialect, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. Look, you, obviously, you know, having such a long list of work behind you, I mean, there's a lot of exciting stuff there. Now, I mean, you've done a little bit in the video games, I mean, and, you must be working on something mm-hmm. now, something you can possibly share with us?
Yeah. I have worked on more video games in the last couple of years, Warframe, Smite, Paladins. Recently,
oh, Paladin.
There's been an, I guess, it is a sort of a video game. It's a mobile app that I've been working on, but it's a learning game for children, a phonics game, where it's called Uniword, and I am Uniword the Unicorn, and I'm a little pink unicorn that helps teach children how to read. then there's another video game that I worked on. It should be coming out later this year, called Once Upon a Coma, that
nice.
I'm pretty excited about. More of like a standard type video game. But anyway, yeah, I love all the different things. Today I auditioned to be the voice of an elevator in a high-rise in Manhattan. So, you know, to tell
yes.
people what floor it is, or that the, you know, you have to evacuate the elevator because the building's on fire or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, voice acting is, I mean, I do speak to a lot of voice actors. And it's something that,
mm-hmm.
I guess, a lot of the actors like yourself agree on, that it can be real straining on your voice at times. Have you ever struck a time where your voice just
yes.
hasn't held up, or you know, there's, you've just had to basically go quiet and rest it for however long just to recover?
Yeah, that does happen from time to time. And in fact, just this week, I worked on a video game that it's a different mobile learning app for kids. And the character that I was playing, this sort of little critter, and it's a little boy, and it was. I mean, I couldn't record for as long as I would have liked at one time, because it really was straining on my voice doing this character. And I really had to split it up over the course of about 3 days. It was about maybe actual recording time, maybe about 6 hours of actual time of me talking, but I had to split that over, you know, a period of 3 days, because it was really taxing on my voice. And then to try to recover to start doing other auditions, my voice really wasn't back for, you know, a day or two, to where it felt like, oh yeah, I sound like myself.
Yeah. Like I say, it seems to be, I mean, a fairly common. I mean, you do like anything you do. I mean, your voice is your tool, and you've got to look after it, as they say. And yeah, I mean, is voice acting
absolutely
is voice acting in this sort of stuff, is this something that you actually had planned on getting into, I get, you know, way back then? Is it or is it just something you thought you'd give a shot to, or how did it all come about?
That's a really great question. When I was a kid, I got this Sony tape player when I was about 9 years old, and I used to write sketches and sort of perform them either with my friends or maybe just by myself, and we would make up different characters and record them, kind of like a radio play or something. But that was my first voice acting, was making up these characters and recording them on my tape player. So it really was kind of something that I wanted to do, but I didn't have any cohesive plan of how one might do that. So when I just got that call from an old middle school classmate saying, hey, I found out about this audition and I remembered that you're an actor, it was like, oh my gosh, yes, that's perfect. But I would not have thought 26 years later that this is really what I would do for a living. I thought that I would have more interest in doing stuff, you know, on camera, and I really don't. It's very tedious doing on camera work, and I've done a fair bit of it, but voice acting is really that's it for me.
Yeah, no, I spoke to someone, I can't remember the lady's name who I spoke to now. This was months ago now. It was one interview I did. And she said she's done both the on-camera and the voice as well. And the best part about doing voice is you can effectively do it in your pajamas if you want to. You don't have to worry about getting in front of the camera where everyone can see you. So I guess that's got to be an upside.
Well, I've never actually worked in my pajamas, I will tell you that. One of the thing that I love about it is the immediacy. We're going to do it right now. All the preparation is something like, is the mic at the right height? Let's do a level check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, now we're doing it. You go on set for something. You get there early in the morning. You might get there at 6 o'clock in the morning and not do anything until 10 or 11 o'clock. And, you know, they're moving lights around and they're setting things up and, oh, well, the sun isn't out and we've got to wait for that. There's just so much waiting around. But with voice acting, boom, you're doing it right now. And it's just fresh and it's immediate, and that's what I really love about it.
So you get in, get out, get it done, and yeah, and then you're good to go, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah. So, with I mean, if you weren't doing your voice acting, so I've got two questions. I'm trying to defeat this delay that we've got going on here. If you didn't get into voice acting, mm-hmm. you didn't end up doing that. What would have been your plan B? And secondly, what would you say to somebody who is trying to break into the industry now? I guess compared to what it was when you first got in.
Well, I mean, I was always going to be an actor. That was it. I call it a congenital condition, like a birth defect that there's no cure for. So I was always going to do that. So if it didn't end up as voice acting, it would have been more traditional theater on camera and that kind of stuff, which I have done and do enjoy in its own way. It's so difficult for me to tell people like specific advice, but the thing that I say to people is start wherever you are. You have so many resources now that I did not have in 1994, like the internet, which was in its infancy in 1994. But there are so many ways to connect with people. There are so many platforms that you can get onto now and get hired for legitimate jobs online, and so many different things that you can do that have a voice on them, all these explainer videos and apps and voice assistants and audio books and games and voices in an elevator. One job that I desperately wanted and didn't get was for an amusement park to be the voice of the seal that is giving you instructions about the ride before you go on the log flume thing. Oh, my gosh, I wanted to be the voice of that seal so badly. But there are so many things that you could be a voice for, you know, and you just have to have your mind open to all of these opportunities. And, you know, maybe you're not in a place where they are recording anime. That's a very limited number of geographic locations where you really have to be in those physical locations. But for so much other stuff, you could be anywhere as long as you have a decent microphone.
I guess that is the beauty of it. And you know, touching on what you said about the resources available today with the internet and there's so many platforms. I mean, the difference is obviously you didn't have that in that way, but also on the flip side of the coin, it is quite a saturated market now in that respect, I think. I mean, that's my opinion anyway, but my unprofessional opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely spot on about the market saturation. I was the first person in the state of Texas to be hired as an anime actor. And there are now, Texas is really like the epicenter for English dubbing, and there are thousands or maybe tens of thousands of people in the last 26 years who have gotten into that as a profession. Some of them have maybe only worked on one or two shows. Some of them have worked on hundreds. But yes, there is a lot of competition. When I went into that first audition, I was on a completely level playing field with everyone else because none of us had done it before. So nowadays, if you go to an audition, you're competing against me and all of the other people who have been doing this for years, maybe decades, and that's just a matter of fact of how it is.
Yeah, and that's just time moving forward. It's the way the digital life, I guess, these days. And I know,
yep.
I'm about to get kicked off this call here, but I got one question that I ask everyone, and it's a out of left field question, but basically you've got the zombie apocalypse. It's on its way here. It's coming. We can't stop it. What is your weapon of choice?
Oh, my weapon of choice. Wow. My weapon of choice. I don't know. Maybe a mirror. Maybe that could deflect something. I don't know.
No, that's fine.
A blanket to put over my head so I don't see it coming.
Yep.
No take backs. Okay.
There's no wrong answers. I just asked this question because I want to put together my team for the zombie apocalypse when it comes. So, but look, I appreciate you taking the time out for these calls. I know they can drag on a bit, and especially with the delay, that does make it difficult sometimes. But we look forward to having you over here at the Gold Coast, and hopefully we get to meet you.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Yes, I'm looking forward to it very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good rest of your evening.